Now, here, the media minister, Patrick O'Donovan, has expressed his opposition to proposals for a levy on streaming services like Netflix and Disney+. The Sunday Times reports today that Minister O'Donovan will seek cabinet approval on Tuesday to prevent the media regulator Comisión na Mban from imposing any levy without government approval. The Future of Media Commission recommended the establishment of an audiovisual content levy to fund or pay for more home-produced programming. But the media minister Patrick O'Donovan told RTE's The Week in Politics programme earlier today that people are already paying enough for the TV licence, and he expressed his opposition to the introduction of a levy.
There is, I think, a lacuna in the law at the moment where the minister should have the final say with regard to the imposition of a levy on the consumer, and I'm going to redress that by way of the broadcasting bill. People, as I say, are paying enough at the moment, and people who can afford to pay for streaming services are doing so by choice, and I don't see why I would impose a levy on top of those people, considering that it would, I believe, inevitably wind up being raised and raised substantially, and we would be into a situation where I think people would be priced out of being allowed to purchase entertainment in their own home.
That was Minister Patrick O'Donovan speaking on RTE's The Week in Politics. Well, we're joined now by Elaine Burke, science and technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick O'Donovan was responding there to a question about Jennifer Bray's story in the Sunday Times about this proposed levy. What was the intended purpose of this proposed levy on streaming services?
Yes, I suppose it's important to clarify something that's kind of indicated by the minister there, that this would be a levy on consumer purchases. I suppose he's saying that that might be an outcome of this, because the proposed levy is to put the levy on the streamers itself. So it's actually a practice that's already in action in a number of European countries. Denmark, Switzerland, France and Italy have different versions of this kind of a levy, which essentially charges these streaming companies to pay back part of their revenue from that nation's subscribers. So in Ireland, that would be 1.3 million subscribers for Netflix and so on.
Okay,
and that they pay back that revenue to support TV and media production out of Ireland.
Yes, and as you mentioned, these levies, they are in place in other countries. What impact then do those levies have on the price of a streaming service in those countries that apply them?
So levies and a nation's taxes can influence the price point, but also other things will influence the price point in a country, such as like the general cost of goods and services in that country. So as I mentioned, Switzerland is one of the countries that has a levy. It has a 4% levy, and it also happens to have some of the highest costs for Netflix, for example. But then Denmark, which also has a levy, has a very similar price point to Ireland. Actually, when you convert it, it's probably a little bit lower than the price of a premium subscription here in Ireland. So there's many different factors can influence the price, and also the size of your market can actually influence the price when it comes to how Netflix or any streaming partner would calculate that. So there is a theory that this could have a knock-on effect in pricing, but there's many factors that influence how streamers will actually change their pricing.
Okay, but it is likely, isn't it, that if you apply, if there was a levy applied to streaming services, that that would be passed on to the end user?
I mean, it's absolutely within those companies' business mindset to go down that route. But the beauty of these streaming services is that they are very flexible. You can like pay for 1 month and then cancel it the next month. And it's quite easy to do that. And I would actually encourage people to be a bit more flexible. If they're not watching it, if they're not using it, just switch it off for a month and then sign back up. And also, they tend to be at a lower cost than your traditional TV and media services as well. So it probably wouldn't be a huge cost jump for Irish people. And what you can recoup for the industry can be significant in France, which obviously has a much bigger user base in terms of what it can get back from such a levy. But it's a report concluded that they had gained about 1 billion euro reinvested into the media production industry in France over the course of 3 years.
Yes. And if so, if we take the minister at his word today, and it looks like he's opposed to the introduction of any levy. It means, doesn't it, that streamers are effectively exempt from making a financial contribution to the cultural output of this country, to independent television and movie productions here, that they will not be able to tap into any additional funding beyond what has already been provided by the government or which is being paid for through the TV licence.
Yeah, and that's a huge concern from creatives in the industry. And also, like being a minister for culture, it's actually quite a concern for culture as well, because you might see the likes of a streamer creating content for the Irish market. We had Amazon Prime did last One Laughing for an Irish audience with Irish comedians. Netflix has produced things like Bodkin and The Wonder, both Irish supported productions, but they often make things that are actually going to reach a wider audience. They won't make things that are just specifically targeting, say, the 1 million Netflix subscribers that they have here in Ireland. Whereas Irish media will tend to make things that specifically service an Irish population. So you do want to protect those kind of things as well.
All right, Elaine, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Elaine Burke, science and technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. We did ask Comisión Amann for a response. It said that it presented the minister with a feasibility study for the audiovisual content levy and fund and are awaiting a response from the minister. It points out that any scheme for any audiovisual content levy prepared by Comisión Amann would need the approval of the minister. We're back with more after this break.